We're back here on Sports Talk. Just heard from Saints defensive end Carl Granderson and our WWL Sound Bank, brought to you by First American Bank. Another guy we're going to get into some audio here, Cajun Cannon. Julian Blackman, Black and Gold's new safety, coming in, filling that vaunted spot that left by Tyrann Mathieu when he retired. And obviously, he's coming into this going, you really can't come into a situation and replace a guy like Tyrann Mathieu, especially someone that's from Louisiana, a local dude that's been in high school, college, and in the pros, just a football legacy he's left behind here, plus the work that Honey Badger did in the community. One of those dudes that'll sorely be missed all around. I'm sure we're going to be hearing from him and interested to hear what the Honey Badger has in store in his post-career. Will it be coaching? Will it be as an analyst?
Yeah, we can get a Honey Badger on the big 870. We never know. But no, when you look at Blackman, I mean, that made sense to bring him on board. I don't know. The one thing about the Saints organization, we love Utah Utes. You know, I'm not pronouncing the TH because there's no TH.
What is a tribe?
A Ute is, I guess, the American Indian tribe in Utah. UTES, the Utah Utes, you know, the big rival. They're bringing young Cougars and all that, but he's a Ute. Like, remember Marcus Williams?
Right.
He was a Ute. Blackman's a Ute. Burgess, another safety. They're all safeties. We love the safety Utes.
Safety Utes.
Yeah, so, but looking at Blackman, you know, 6 foot, 202 pounds. He's going into his sixth year out of University of Utah. Same thing with Burgess. 202 pounds, 5'11", so same height, and he's going into his fifth year. So a lot of experience there, and I think it's all about that trust factor.
But still young.
Yeah, still young. Still young, a lot of wisdom. And the one thing I was telling you is that physically, if you're healthy and you know what to do, you want to play fast. And to play fast, you have to know what you're doing, not some of the time, all of the time. Well, so Bobby, they should know what they're doing all the time. But the thing is, everybody does the same coverages. You know, different concepts. You're doing quarters coverage, two deep, three deep. You know, a variation, man free or two man deep. It's all these different coverages. But it's the terminology. And how are you trying to communicate? So that's what Blackman said in the interview. It's like the verbiage. Like, okay, would you call one thing, let's say when he's with the Colts, would you call one thing could be completely different with the Saints? That's why you got to study and prepare. That's why I said there's no dumb professional football players unless you can rush the passer. If you can rush the passer, you know about five things, then you could do it. But when you're playing like running back, you have to know pass protection. You look at receivers, you have to know sight adjust, offensive line, the calls they have to make. I'd say there's no dumb offensive players in the pros or you can't play. You won't last. I'd say defensively, linebacker's got to be smart, secondary. Then and defensive line, no. If you can communicate, know a handful of things, experience, you'll be all right. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. But other than that, when I look at Blackman and whoever, like the verbiage and how you communicate, for instance, let's say you're in the dome, okay, here, the Caesar Superdome. Anybody that practice, they can yell out, they can communicate, and you learn what the coverage means.
You ain't hearing anything in a rockin' dome.
No, because you want the crowd to be loud against your opponent, maybe to jump off sides. So you can't verbally commune, you got to do hand singles. And like baseball. So then, okay, what does this mean? What coverage are we doing? Zone to man to zone? Are we going to bracket? Are we playing in and out, short and long? You know, who are we doubling because of the motion? No, you can't be dumb. Or you won't last. It has to be like snap of your finger. It's happening, and you got to be able to communicate. So that's with Blackman, and that's why you need veterans sometimes, and young guys can get overwhelmed.
Right.
I mean, and maybe that's why Jordan Howden got overwhelmed when we played the Eagles and got it all of a sudden running on a simple drag route for a touchdown because three guys run into each other. And that was Howden's fault. Honey Badger and all, we all running each other. What are we doing? Who was the other safety? Now I think he's with the Washington Commanders, who was on our team last year. Had a lot of starts. I want to say Mississippi State. I can't think of his name right now. But he was one of the three guys that ran into each other. Charlie helped me out with that. And then who was that?
Will Harris.
Will Harris, yes. I'll tell you, Will Harris and Honey Badger, they were all right. is damn Jordan Howland. It's like all of a sudden, and that's I bring that up because we could have been 3-0.
Could have been. Shoulda, shoulda.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda, and all that got and all. But anyway, that's why the communication comes into play and what you're doing. And that's what Blackman said about the verbiage. That's when it has to become second nature. Then you're in that meeting room. That's why when you say second nature, that's why overall, not the Minneapolis Miracle. I've said this before about when Marcus Williams, I don't know, it seemed like the fix was on. Come on, dude. How can you whiff like that? But I'm saying overall, him and Malcolm Jenkins, no, they were pros.
Great tandem, right?
Yeah, they're pros in how they communicate and what they were doing, their responsibility. That's what you want your safeties to be. So you look at Reed and whether they be Blackman, Burgess, whatever, I would tend to go with the older guys than Sanker right now. And Jordan Howland, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what he does in the preseason.
Safety but, Julian Blackman, the newest member of the Black and Gold, had an interception yesterday at practice. Let's hear a little bit what he had to say after today's practice.
How's it been since you've been here? I mean, how you feel comfortable here?
I feel very comfortable. The guys are great. The coaches are great. So it's really easy to just find my way. You got good leaders here. So it's been fun, man. I really enjoy being here. I haven't been here long, but so far it's very welcoming.
Defense close to what you've done before?
It is a lot similar, but at the same time, you got little caveats that I'm not used to. So just getting more of the verbiage down. After that, it's not too difficult, but it's still something that, you know, there's always something that I'm learning.
How did this come about, coming to New Orleans? And I'm guessing you were waiting for the right opportunity?
Yeah, I had conversations with them throughout the whole offseason, just talking to the guys, going through physicals. And like you said, I was just kind of waiting for the best opportunity, and this one presented itself as the best to me. I'm really close to Coach Staley, so since I came out of the draft, I had been talking to Staley, you know, when he was with the Rams, and then he went to San Fran last year, talked to him there, and then this year he was like, "You're back again." Like, I've been trying to get you, so it's good to work with him.
Is he the reason you wanted to come here? Was there something about this defense, or was he it? Like, once he
a little bit
I don't
of
play for that
a
guy.
Little bit of both is I really love his energy. I really love what he has to offer. I really love the defense. I love the guys that are here. There's a lot of opportunity on the defensive side, so it just felt like the best fit for me.
When you say that you've been talking for a while, what prevented it from happening? They upped their number recently, or you liked the opportunity when Tyron retired? Or?
Honestly, it was something that we were pushing towards before the retirement. It was just something that I felt comfortable doing, and then, you know, that just so happened to happen. So it wasn't like we were waiting on Tyron's decision. It was more of like, I know the guys around me, and even if Tyron was here, it'd be great to learn from him. So it was one of those things.
What is your strength? What do you feel like is your strength? You played all along in secondary, correct? Nichols, mm-hmm. corner, everything else. Mm-hmm. What is your strength?
I would say taking the ball away, zone defense, communication. I'm really good at understanding route concepts, just being able to know where a quarterback's going to go, where my weaknesses are, who needs help when. So it's kind of one of those things where, because I've played every position, it's easier for me to communicate with guys what I'm seeing, because I'm more of like a free safety. So being able to see the whole field and tell guys what I'm diagnosing helps them.
Joseph and Kellen have been, you know, praising how you just hopped in and you're understanding everything. You just kind of got the ball rolling. Can you just speak to how important it was to get the ball rolling being in a training camp?
Just watching film, going over the game plan like multiple times, making sure that I understand what calls are what, because, you know, when you come from a different team, you might have the same calls, but they might be called differently. So just being able to get the verbiage down was pretty much it for me, and then being able to go from there was fine.
What stands out about the way that Staley likes to use the safety?
I mean, it's very visionary, and quarterbacks don't like that. So being able to play very visionary means turnovers, and turnovers are what we're here for. So being able to get the ball back to the offense is the most important, and this defense, it's very opportunistic.
How do you think you, I know it's only been a couple days, but how do you think you pair with Justin Reed?
I love that guy.
Yeah.
I love him. I love what he brings to the table. He's an enforcer. He's an aggressive player. Being able to have a guy to rely on like that is honestly nice to me. He's like a safety blanket, so compliments me well, and he's also very communicative as well. So, I mean, the first day I got here, I mean, he started telling me, hey, this is what I'm looking at. You should look at this. This is where I'm stressed, and just trying to help me out with the verbiage and just getting a better understanding of that.
Saint safety Julian Blackman on our WWL Soundbank, brought to you by First American Bank. And yeah, already making plays and making himself, his presence felt early on here during training camp. Nice to see from a guy that was just brought in literally, you know, we found out the eve of training camp that Tyron was retiring.
Well, I'm more worried about, okay, you look at the strength last year of our secondary.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of more Paulson and Debo. We traded in the Commanders. Paulson and Debo now with the Giants. So they were highly valued. You look at the strength of the team. Alante Taylor, we bringing him along. Now he's the alpha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Alante Taylor. I'm telling you right now, look at my crystal ball coming up this season. I'm more concerned with the cornerback play than I am with the safety play. I think with Reed, I think with Blackman and Burgess, and then draft pick Sanker, I think I'm more confident in their ability, what they're going to do. I'm more intrigued. I think Alante Taylor, I think he's going to take that next step.
But who's that guy next?
But what is Kool-Aid going to do?
Right.
Okay, what is Riley going to do? I've seen Riley keep up with interception, but I've seen him get burned a couple
first
of times.
First pick of camp.
But I've seen him get burned a couple of times. So I would say I'm more concerned, but again, the best pass coverage is a pass rush. I'm more concerned with the cornerback play and the safety play right now, I would say, as we go forward into August and training camp.